Today's shiur is mitzvah number Shin Ayin, 370, as we continue the third of the five Yisurim related to a Nazir drinking wine and wine products. Today's Isser is the Isser of Nazir eating raisins, dry grapes, as the Torah tells us. Yayin v'shecher yazir, chometh yayin v'chometh shecher lo yishteh. V'chol mishras anavim lo yishta, any mixture, v'anavim lachim, that was yesterday's isser, grapes, viveshim, and dry grapes, which we call raisins, lo yochel, he cannot eat. And then it continues, kol yimei nizro, kol asher ye asem, yigefen ayayin, seeds, and peels, that'll be in the coming mitzvos. But today we have the isser of eating raisins for a nazir, because that also comes from a grape. It comes from a vine. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo yochal anazir tzimukim, Shenemar v'anavim lachem yiveshim lo yochel. Shelo tomar, one should not say, Ho'il v'nishtaneh shmam, Shenikra'in tzimukim, V'lo anavim utru. One shouldn't say that just because now we call them raisins, and we don't call them grapes, oh, it's mutter. Right, this is not called a grape anymore, and therefore, it's not usher for a nazir. V'fichach bir ha'kasav ha'isr gam bohem. That is why the Torah goes out of its way to make sure that we understand anything that comes from a grape, even though it has changed its form, one is still Anazir is still usher to be involved. The Cholin Yana b'mitzvos hakodmos, the same inyan that we spoke about the past couple of days. U'mishachal kizayis mehem loke. Somebody eats a kizayis of them, of raisins, loke. Right, this related to what we spoke about yesterday about eating grapes and the idea of birya. So you see clear. L'chora, this line of the Chinuch is going on the previous line as well. One grape might be called a birya for a bracha, but in terms of the iser, the machalos asuros, it has to be mitztarif with others to the shear of a kizayis. Okay, a couple of points related specifically to this isser, and then we'll get back to the general nazir issues as well. Raisins. What bracha? When we talk about brachas on raisins, we know a bracha raisin is a borei pri ha'etz. What happens if it is a chocolate covered raisin? What bracha does one say on a raisinette? Well, first, the first question we have to ask is what bracha does one say on chocolate? Right, that is a separate machlokas. So most posts can assume that chocolate is a shahakol, even though it started off as a bean, and it started off and it was processed, and chocolate is made for this, and when something is made for the ultimate purpose, one still might say ha'etz on it. Rova poskim say that it is shahakol. That is the assumption of Rav Moshe, and most poskim as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not comfortable with this. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Aleph Simin Sadek Aleph discusses this, and he assumes that you make a ha'etz on chocolate. Be'inyin shokolad shenoig levarich alef shahakol. Right, the minhag olam nasati v'natati bazei and gedolei haTorah. I discussed this with a number of rabbis. The bishlama al mashke shel koko nicha marav shemavarich and shahakol on hot chocolate or chocolate, right, anything like that. Then you make a shahakol. I understand because that ultimately is a liquid. I will chocolate how are you? Mamish ochel gamur, but chocolate is food. It's ochel. Umavur lehedya. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Gimel, "Shaal besamim shchukim umuuravim im sukar." If you have herbs and besamim that were ground up and mixed with sugar, ha besamim ikar. Umavarech alen kedin birchas osam besamim. You make a bracha on those besamim. And the Magen Avraham says, why? Kivan shaderech hu lichtosh v'lischok, because the derech is to grind them. Harim chashuvim kekaimi v'mosayu. This is already forecast from when they're planted, so you don't consider that a change of form. This was its ultimate purpose. V'im kain, so to, and that's the big sugya, not for now, of orange juice, tropicana orange juice. If you grow oranges specifically in order to be squeezed, there's a minority opinion of the Rashba and others that you'd make a ha'etz on that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that we make a shahako afal pikein. But that is also a discussion. So im kain, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, harigam koko, derech achilasam, rak al yede kitush verisuk is only through crushing. V'yishlevorech al zeh, bori priya eitz, ima koko hu ikar, v'kol shekeng shu rov. And surely rov, v'yapli hi biyozer alachinu asfardim. And he says, and the Shulchan Aruch is even more difficult, because the Shulchan Aruch paskas that you say a bori priya eitz, gam al hatmarim shenismachu v'nishtanu tsurasan. Even if you have dates that got totally smushed and they don't have their tsur anymore, Shulchan Aruch paskas you say a ha'etz on that. Though the Ashkenazim make a shahakol. But he says, that's my difficulty. V'chashavti lomar. Then he says, maybe, where does the minhag come from of saying a shahakol? Tekivan shakoko atzmo, eino ne'achal klal. Nobody eats raw chocolate. כמו שהוא לא חי ולא מבושל, ועומד כרגיל להתערב עם דברים אחרים, באופן שהוא רק מיות, the minhag is to make it with sugar, with other ingredients, לכן אפשר, דביל בקי אגבנה, שאינו מיות, so maybe, even in a case where it is the rove, because it's not roy lachila, except with many different additional ingredients, so then it's not called chashuv. And therefore, they risuk still, you make a shahakol. So he acknowledges that, but he doesn't like it. He says, if he had his druthers, it would be up to him. He would make a ha'etz. But as we said, the minhag olam is to make a shahakol on chocolate. So now we come back to our question of raisinets. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, there is no question, right? What chocolate surrounds the raisin? They're both ha'etz. You make ha'etz. Nothing to talk about. But what about according to what we paskin? We paskin generally, the minhag olam is to make a shahakol on chocolate. So what bracha do you say on raisinets? So Rav Moshe discusses this in Aruch Chaim, Chelek, Gimel, Simin, Lamed Aleph. There he talks about it. It's written to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, the Rav Ephraim, formerly of Memphis, now in Har Nof. He says, "Bedvar tzimukim amechupim b'shokolad." Ma nechshav ikker. What's the ikker? If you have chocolate covered raisins. So if you have, let's take a step back. If you'd have, let's say, sugar coated nuts. So it's more just glazed. So glazed, we assume, that's not a separate entity. That's glazed. The Zos HaBracha, Sefer in Hebrew, and Hilchos Brachos, says, if you have shkedim ubonim misukarim hametsuyim kayom, right, if you have glazed nuts, then you make a shako. I'm sorry. Then you make a bari priya etzer adama, whatever the bracha is, of the nut or the fruit itself. Because that's just a glaze, that's just an over, It's a tafel, right? It's just making the nut better. It's not a separate entity. But here, it's chocolate. Chocolate, like glaze, even by Hilchas Tevila, poskim, generally the minhag olam, the psak that the many poskim give is that glazed china doesn't need to be tovel either. Because glaze is not lav mamish. It's not the same but mamashis. But here, chocolate, that's mamashis. You could peel off the chocolate. You can't peel off the glaze. So what bracha do you say on chocolate covered raisins? So Rav Moshe says, in his view, why do people eat this? Why do people eat this? For the chocolate, for the nut, or for the raisin? Says Rav Moshe, I don't know. I think it's like an ice cream sandwich. Says Rav Moshe, and therefore you need to break a bracha on both. Some people want the raisin, some people want the chocolate. You want both of them? The chocolate v'orechal shneim. The problem is, okay, buy an ice cream sandwich, you have to make a mezonos and a shahakol. So you make the mezonos first and the shahakol. But here the shahakol's on the outside. The first one that you eat, you have to break open and have some of the raisin first because you have to make a ha'es before the shahakol. The kibbutz ha'mechupin ha'enu yachol levorech kilo al tzimukin v'yitzarech l'chavein k'shemavorech shahakol al shokolad shelo latzis bo al tzimukin. Ramosha says you eat some of the chocolate and you have kavana not to be motzi the raisins. You have in mind, I'm going to make a separate rock on the raisin. It's best if you have a raisin that's not covered, oshar mino eitz, or any other fruit. So yivarach al tzimukin tchila, oshar mino eitz, make a bracha on the fruit. V'yakach yivarach al shoklat shahakol. And after that, you make a shahakol on the chocolate. So that's for Moshe, two brachas. Figure out how to make a ha'etz first. If you're going to make the shahakol first, have a kavana, shalola hotzi, the raisin. This is Ramosha. Others, in that same piece in Vizosa Bracha, he says others assume that one way or the other. Why is the person eating it? Right? Children generally eat the raisinets for the chocolate. Right? They don't want the raisin. They're just eating for the chocolate. They never eat raisins otherwise. So Pashas, then you should make a shahako. And that's what he quotes in the Zosa Bracha. Ki ha-shoklet hu machal ha-ikari. Ein adomeh to the case of the glaze. Shekan ha-shoklet nosim tam ikari lo machal. Va-peiros b'malafoso. The raisin is supporting the chocolate, not the chocolate supporting the raisin. And he says, and if you do this, even according to Moshe, you're yotze. If you make a shahakol on everything. Therefore, he says, that's what he thinks you should do, even though Moshe says this. But again, that's one issue. Our first issue, dealing with raisins. Today's the mitzvah. To talk about the bracha that one makes on raisins and raisinets. Next point. That is, what's the message of this mitzvah specifically? The Chinuch said, one shouldn't think that just because it has changed, just because we call it something else now, it didn't lose its status. Kamash v'lan not. There are those situations, though, in halacha sometimes, that items do change their status. And there's considered something halachically new here. And that's what's called, in halacha, panim chadashos bo'olakan. or the context of that phrase is by a wedding, that one needs panim chadashos, one needs a new faces that weren't at the wedding, weren't at the suit of the wedding, whatever the case may be, in order to be mechayiv and allow you to say all of the sheva brachas after a chuppah. But that phrase has been taken out of context by the poskim to teach me to code for a code word, new status. New status. So, for example, Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe has another tshuva. This is in Chelek Aleph in Simin Mem Tes, where Rav Moshe discusses: is one allowed to make a church into a shul? Let me make a church into a shul. That's the shaila. 1952. That was the shaila given to him. Again, it was more common, I think, in the olden days. It's not as common. B'dvar beis tifla shel notzrim katolim. Catholics, shenech rabbi de sreifa. Right, the shaila was that there was a fire that ravaged the church. Zayoser mechafav shana, more than 26 years ago. So this isn't a church that's like the yesterday was a church, today was a shul. This was a church 26 years ago, and it had a fire, and it's been desolate and lying empty for so many years. And then v'akach tiklu osel beit sefer, and then they made it into a school. And then before 3 years ago, nechravodapam. Right, it had a bad mazel. Finisher Raka Kosolim. And there was a terrible fire, and the only thing that was left were the walls. And they even had to fix the walls. V'chem b'nishay in Samuch, the building next to it was Nechrav. V'lo nikar sham shum davar men yoni avodah zara. There's nothing from the avodah zara. It doesn't look like it was a church. Im yesh lahatir luknosam la'asos mi'abin yonim beis ha'knesses achrei shi'isaknum bazeh. So first of all, Rav Moshe says, alludes to in the fact, and what other poskim say, and that is, Christianity is a base of Avodah Zarah. A church is called the base of Avodah Zarah halachically. So, what is the halacha about making it into a shul? V'hine, be'etzem ha'shenagu b'po America, la'asos beis tifla shalom beis ha'knesses, the minhag here in America is to make churches into shuls, as I've seen many, and they rely on a certain poskim. Says Rav Moshe, Mikra Din, I don't like it. Ain't daiti nochem izeh. To pashut shemoz el mitzvah. It's disgusting. Okay, me'ikar adin, but it's disgusting. There was a Avodah Zarah in here. V'lachain. So therefore, even though if there's a shul already that took over a church, I'm not going to say you have to close it down. Right? Avshalom basi le'esoros elu batekinesios shekvar nasu al pi oras chachamim v'gam b'chal b'di'evet ein le'esor. Right? We're not going to answer it. But l'chadchila, for sure, in the future, I would say, I wouldn't matter it l'chadchila. Al kapanim mi'pi lo teitzei heter lazeh. But in this situation, says Rav Moshe, it's better, because here it wasn't a church into a shul. It was a church that became desolate. A church that nothing is left from it. Only the walls, and even the walls, had to be redone. Aval b'uv tezu, shekvar necharav, v'yafa kosolam anisharim, lo yisharu kamo shehen, shetzrichem tikun harabe, v'yepanim chadashos, la'abinyin, yish bakam lahatir. There's our key line. Rav Moshe says, this is panim chadashos. This isn't a church. This is just an empty building. It's panim chadashos, bo'ol akan, and therefore it is mutter in that case. That's one case where we see panim chadashos. Rav Avadia has an interesting shuva where he discusses whether one has to have separate Shabbos shoes for Shabbos. Separate shoes for Shabbos. You should have separate clothes for Shabbos. Are shoes considered clothes? The Gemara in Shabbos, Kufyud Gimel or so, where Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his mechabdosai, that which gives him kavod, and the poskim say you should have separate clothes. The Maaser Rav, they call the Vilna Gaon, every single thing that he wore on Shabbos was different than during the week. What about shoes? Are shoes considered begadim that one has to change? So that is a discussion here in Rav Avadia. He quotes many poskim that discuss back and forth whether shoes are called levush. We mentioned this actually a couple of days ago in the daf, where the Ben Ish Chai says, well, maybe there's a raya from Birchas HaShachar. In Birchas HaShachar, we say two separate brachas. We say Malbish Arumim, which includes all of our clothes. And we also say Sha'asali called Sarki, which the poskim say we're supposed to focus, the brachas of Samach, that we're supposed to focus on our shoes when we say that bracha. So you see two separate brachas. So that could be a raya. Maybe it's not such a raya. But either way, he says, Rav Avadia, you know what I think? If you shine your shoes, you put on a new layer of shoe polish, panim chadashos ba'olakan. So even if you want to say you need different shoes, this is good enough. Shekola tzoveyam ha'min olim b'mishcha me'erev Shabbos u'mitzach zacham u'mavrikam yafeh. You make them shine, panim chadashos ba'olakan, vein tzarech shiyu mamish na'alayim acheres l'Shabbos. That's it. Panim chadashos, that is what Rav Avadia says. If you have separate shoes, tavol avracha. But one does not eat it, maker adin. So we see this is used by various poskim. There is a humorous story that Rav Zevin quotes. in his Ishim Beshitos, which is a beautiful, amazing work where he talks about 10 of the Achronim as a chapter on each of the Achronim, the Ketebri Achronim discussing what exactly was there. Derech HaLimud, Reb Chaim, and the Nitziv, and Reb Zalman, and the Meshech Chachma, and the Ragged Shavar. It goes through many of the Ketebri Achronim. So there he talks about Reb Chaim's Derech, how many of the older Rabbanan were against Reb Chaim when he came up with his Brisker Derech, and some of the younger folk were very into it, but they took it and they started having lumdis where there shouldn't have even been any lumdis, and where it didn't even make sense. And he gives a mashal here. He quotes on page 69 in my Isha Meshitos, he says, one time Reb Chaim was standing, and somebody came over to Reb Chaim and started telling him a chiddush that he had in marriage. That marriage is not a kinyan one time in life, it's an ongoing kinyan. Every second of marriage is another chalos ishus. Tamid b'chol yom is chadish a kinyan. And this gaon that was talking to Reb Chaim was proving it and proving it. And Reb Chaim, after he gave him time to finish it afterwards, he said to him, Mazel tov, Mazel tov, Mazel tov, Mazel tov. Right, because he said, right, new marriage every second. So Reb Chaim generally, you know, you want to learn your way, that's fine. But this is my shita, and he was just noting that this is not, you don't have to take my derech to the nth degree all the way. Good. This is issues of raisins. Let's get back to one or two general issues related to Naziris. Again, that's what we touch on by each of these mitzvahs. There are two types of Nazir that we have not touched on yet, and that's discussed in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Beis and Os Yud Dalet. Again, we spoke about general Nazir, regular Nazir. I want to be a Nazir. I can specify a certain amount of time. If I don't, it's 30 days. But then there are two specific types of Nazir. Number one is called a Nazir Olam. A Nazir Olam. What's a Nazir Olam? A Nazir forever. If somebody's becabel to be a Nazir Olam, so then he is a Nazir forever. What if somebody wants to be a Nazir for 300 years? So he's also, but what's the difference? Umad dinah shel Nazir Olam is a special dinim of a Nazir Olam, who Nazir kol yamav, the asur b'chol advarim she Nazir asur b'hem. He's asur his whole life. Ach yish din chadash, but there's a special din, he's allowed to get a haircut once a year. Once a year, he can get a haircut. Ukshu Megaleach, and when he gets his haircut, he brings the karbanos that a Nazir Tahor brings. He's a Nazir Olam, but every year it renews itself. Right? It goes again and again. Also, Tosfos holds a Nazir Daf Dalet that he can get a little trim every month or so. Little trim. It's going to go on forever. So he's allowed to get a little trim every month, and he could get a major haircut every year. Vani Mesupak, the Menachas Chinuch himself, is Mesupak, whether what we discussed yesterday, that an Av could accept Naziris for a son, Av Maziris Beno Benazir, whether a father could accept a Nazir Olam for a son. So the Menachas Chinuch says, according to Rashi, who we discussed yesterday, that holds, that once a son becomes a Gadol, the whole Naziris has Paka anyway, then for sure, a Nazir cannot make him, a father can't make him a Nazir Olam, because it's going to be Paka. But according to Tosfos, that it's Batel, according to Tosfos, I'm sorry, the other way around. Lashita Shekazati Leal De'ena Naziris Bisbatelis, if the Naziris is not going to be Batel, so then Luchara, he can. Say it that way. But even according to Tosfos that says it will be Batel when he becomes a Gadol, so do I say it doesn't even work up until the time he's a Gadol? Or do I say, right, meaning, does it work up until the time he's a Gadol and then it stops? Or do I say the fact that it can't fulfill what he wanted it to fulfill? He wanted him to be a Nazir Olam, and he can't, because by Gavlos it's going to break, so maybe he's not even a Nazir before Gavlos, because the whole thing is a package deal. So that's his suffix, what you say in Shitas Tosfos. According to Rashi, that it doesn't break, so then obviously it can last forever. That is one type of Nazir, a Nazir Olam. The other type of Nazir that we need to mention is Nazir Shimshon. If somebody accepts to be a Nazir Shimshon, that is also a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. A Nazir Shimshon is 2 out of 3. Person accepts to be a Nazir Shimshon, he can't get a haircut, and he can't drink wine, but he can be Metame Lemes. That's the special din. He cannot even get a trim. They don't make a batar, rakas olam, and he never brings a carbon. Never brings a carbon, right? He's a Nazir. He's basically similar to a Nazir Olam, but Tame Mace is not included. That is the Halacha Lemoshe Misinai. And even if somebody accepts to be a Nazir Shimshon only for a certain amount of time, it doesn't work. So Nazir Shimshon means Nazir for life. A Nazir Shimshon ain't it's no carbon tar, there's no carbon tar, there's no carbon tuma, there's no she'ela. A Nazir Shimshon is permanent. Could a father make his nun into a Nazir Shimshon? So he said that also might relate to the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos that we just discussed earlier. Once we're talking about Nazir Shimshon, just one ha'ara of Derech Agada, and that is Rav Schwab on the Haftorah of Parshas Naso, which we're on. That's the story of Shimshon. That's what we read in Haftorah in Shoftim in Perek Yud Gimel. It's an unusual conversation that takes place between the Malach and Manoach. Right, Eishes Manoach sees, she runs to her husband, Vayomerli, and she don't ata, and the woman tells her husband, Al Tishti, that the Malach told me, Al Tishti Yain, Veshechav, Al Tochli Kol Tumah, Ki Nizir Lokim Yanar Min Abeten. Your child is going to be a Nazir. She goes to tell Manoach. Manoach then goes and starts davening, and says, Be Hashem, Isha Lokim, Yavo Na Ode, Len of Yorena Manas Elanar. Hayulad, please come and tell me what to do with the child. Ask Rav Schwab. He knew what to do with the child. His wife just told him. He has to be a Nazir, v'chulu, v'chulu, and then he says to the, he starts davening, no, please, I need to know what to do with the child. What do you mean? And I don't understand. If you look at the answer, there also is the answer. What is the answer? Mikol she'amarti al isha tishamer. So what's the answer? It didn't add anything. So says Rav Schwab beautifully, no. The question that Manoach is asking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that you want my child to be a Nazir, but I'm not a Nazir. How is he going to be able to be a Nazir? What children do is mirror the behavior of their parents. If I'm not a Nazir, how could he be a Nazir? That's really the root of what Manoach is asking. Says Rav Schwab, you know what the answer is? Mikol asher amarti elaisha tishamer. Hashem is saying, you're right. So you have to be a Nazir too. In order for your son to be a Nazir, you have to be a Nazir. Because children follow the path of their parents. She'ein b'afsharis l'hadrich habanim b'derech acheres mimasha darchem ha'avos. They follow the parents. Ki habanim mischanchim mimasha roem eitzel ha'horim. V'im yomar adam l'beno. If it's your father tells a child to be machzik, some hanhaga tova, and he doesn't do it, he can scream at him 100 times, it's not going to happen. V'im tirtzel l'gadol nazir, ha'eitza ha'yechida hi, sha'ata ba'atzmacha tisnai k'nazir. You have to act like a Nazir as well. This is Rav Schwab on Naziris, Be'ez Hashem. We will continue next time with the two other mitzvahs related to wine that's left. One, not eating the seeds of grapes, and two, not eating the peels of grapes.